T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Orange and Blue Bloods, hosted by EJ Stewart and Tommy Beer. Let's get to it, New York.
Oh, lastly, call him Captain America. Jalen Brunson is expected to represent Team USA in the 2023 FIBA World Cup. Mark Stein was the first to report that Brunson would join a roster that includes Tyrese Halliburton, Austin Reeves, Anthony Edwards, Mikal Bridges, and Bobby Portis. Brandon Ingram and Jaren Jackson have both also been reportedly asked and will eventually join the team as well. The FIBA World Cup begins in Japan, Indonesia, and the Philippines on August 25th. The first game for Team USA in group play is against New Zealand on August 26th. So Jalen Brunson named to Team USA for the FIBA World Cup. He will be playing for Steve Kerr, who's the head coach of Team USA. How do you feel about Jalen Brunson playing on Team USA? Are you okay with it? Are you concerned about potential health risks that come with him playing with Team USA this summer?
Yeah, I mean, my initial reaction was like, you know, Knicks fans were celebrating. My first thought was, you know, I would prefer him just be on a beach somewhere and not even pick up a basketball, because we know that he's going to get pushed the limit, you know, under Tibbs next season and going forward. That being said, these guys, you know, Brunson's a hard worker. He's going to be working out diligently, no matter if it's in a gym or with Team USA, et cetera. Instead of playing pickup games, he's going to be playing, you know, Team USA scrimmages and games, et cetera. And the other benefit is developing relationships with some of the other star players. We've seen how
that's true.
It kind of yielded some fruit. You know, obviously there's, you know, the LeBron and
the big three in Miami,
the big three in Miami, the KD and Kyrie. You know, some people attribute that back to their, you know, their relationship that they developed while playing for Team USA. So we'll see if, you know, Brunson kind of befriends some of the other, you know, stars that are going to make up Team USA. Could be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's like a bittersweet moment. Like, it's like, for me, it's like, wow, Jalen Brunson being recognized on Team USA, them inviting him to play on their team. And I know this is not, you know, necessarily the redeem team or the dream team. We don't have a roster of that kind of stars, but it is a decent squad. And he is maybe the best player on this team, considering the guys they brought on. I mean, maybe Anthony Edwards, maybe Tyrese Halliburton, maybe argue for Tyrese Halliburton, I think. And Mikal Bridges, of course, his buddy from Villanova. So Brunson will be heavily featured. So that's going to be really exciting to see him wearing, you know, the red, white, and blue, representing the Knicks for Team USA. Though there is that underlying thing of, hey, you know, you don't want him to get hurt. And how many minutes he's playing, how will this factor into what the season will happen? And look, I've been consistent, whether it be with Team USA or these international competitions in basketball, I was very vocal and was fighting with people on WFAN about the World Baseball Classic, especially after Edwin Diaz of the Mets got injured. He's their closer, for those who don't watch baseball. He got injured playing for Team Puerto Rico. This is part of the games. The sport is a global sport, so this comes with that. So you're going to have players in your teams. If they're good, they're going to be asked to play for their national teams. Team Canada is going to be in this tournament. RJ Barrett will almost certainly be playing for Team Canada. So the Knicks will have at least two guys playing in the FIBA World Cup. There's some concern there, but I'm going to kind of maybe twist and try to see the silver lining in it beyond just the pride that you have in seeing the Knicks out there. Is I think you'll have maybe RJ and Jalen Brunson come in tip-top shape. They'll come in ready to go. Like, how many times did we see Carmelo Anthony, you know, have that Olympic experience and come in raring to go to start the season? I think that he'll be sharp. They won't have this kind of rush to start the season. Like Jalen Brunson in his first year in New York, not that he started off poor, but like first game wasn't that great. He kind of had to kind of get into the groove of things before he really finally took off. Like, I think you'll see Jalen Brunson come and hit the ground running, because he has now been playing competitive basketball against other high-end players, you know, from August until early September, right into training camp. It will be smart. It will be important and careful for Tibbs to be mindful of his minutes early in the season. Will he? I have zero faith that he will. Zero. Tommy laughs because it's like, give me a break. But I hope somebody goes to Tibbs and says, hey, like, this is a marathon, and Jalen has now started his season a month before most of the other NBA players have. Be mindful of that, especially early on. Like, we know by the time we get to deciphering where the seeding's going to be, deciphering, obviously playoff games and trying to win playoff games. You know Brunson's going to be in that 40-minute range. Like, that's going to happen. But it's going to be a marathon, not a sprint. So Nick's going to have to be smart about how to use him throughout the season so that we don't have the FIBA World Cup to blame for why Brunson's run out of gas in April and May.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And fortunately, the Knicks have plenty of depth back there.
They do. Right.
They got, obviously, not only Emmanuel Quickley, sixth man of the year candidate, but also Deuce McBride, you know, maybe get him some run earlier in the season. And somebody we haven't talked about much on the pod yet, but Rokas Jokubaitis, a player.
Yeah, what's the deal with him? I've been waiting to see Rokas.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he plays in the summer league this year. But he's continuing to play for FC Barcelona, out in the ACB league in Spain, which is basically the second best league in the world, behind the NBA. So it'll be interesting if the Knicks don't bring him over. Might they use him as a trade chip in a deal? But he was voted the rising star in the ACB league last season. So not a really high ceiling guy, but a player that has proven his worth. Didn't quite take this step that I think a lot of Knicks fans were hoping, a lot of Barcelona fans were hoping that he would kind of, you know, impress and move to that next level this season. Kind of plateaued, took a step back even in some respects. But we'll see if they bring him over for either summer league or training camp.
Yeah, I think that Rokas kind of ends up being kind of a mystery man here. A lot of people want to see what this kid can do. A lot of promise from what we've seen from him playing for his international teams, whether it be Lithuania, whether it be, of course, for FC Barcelona, Barcelona, I guess. I don't know how that works, but
good call. Yeah, you're right, FB.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, now with Brunson in the mix, that changes the calculus. You know, there's just
long term. Yeah, exactly. And
unless he's content being a backup, you know, unless they want the Knicks to go that route, you know.
Yeah, and that's almost why I'm actually curious if, because I don't remember exactly what Deuce's deal is, but I almost wonder.
He has a team option, so the Knicks will have to make a decision on him.
I almost wonder if they say, Rokas, chill out for another year. We're going to evaluate Deuce.
Right.
And if Deuce can cement being the third-string point guard and the guy who kind of is on the periphery of the rotation, then they'll trade Rokas. And if he's not, then they'll just let Deuce walk and say, all right, come on over, Rokas. You're the new third-string point guard.
Yep.
And by the time that we get to that season, like, the whole team landscape could be entirely different. We don't know where Emmanuel Quickley is. We don't know how they're using Emmanuel Quickley. Maybe he's playing more two guard. Like, we don't know how the team looks. It could be very different, especially if the Knicks end up making some massive trade for a superstar between now and then. Lastly, quickly on the Team USA bit, like I mentioned, some of the guys that will be on this team that we've heard about: Brunson, Haliburton, Mikal Bridges, Austin Reeves, Anthony Edwards, Bobby Portis, Ingram, Jaren Jackson. How do you feel this team will fare given the roster they put together so far?
Yeah, I think they'll be good. You know, I like the idea that Brunson's kind of a lot of young guys, a lot of youth on the roster. So I like the idea that Brunson's going to kind of affirm himself as the leader and sort of Captain America, as you said, of the team. So I think that's, interesting, something to keep an eye on. I think it'll just only benefit him as he kind of grows into his role as captain of the Knicks.
Yeah, I think that they'll be fine. But I know there are a lot of jokes about how this team is going to struggle. Look, we the expectations of a Team USA have to be different. I think that, like, you should expect gold, but I think they could lose games. Like, we saw with Greg Popovich, they lost, like, multiple games, you know, prior to the tournament. I think they actually lost a game in the last international tournament. So they may not go undefeated, but I still think they should be the favorites. And I think that they'll probably be at least one, maybe even two other big names that join on that we haven't heard about yet. Maybe it's a guy that's playing in the NBA Finals. Maybe it's a guy that maybe is still kind of deciphering whether they're going to play and end up committing. We still got a long time between now and August. So I think the Team USA will be just fine. I think the fact that they have Jalen Brunson actually makes me feel a lot better about this team, because I think that he's shown that he's a winning player.
Yeah.
So you put him in the backcourt with Andy Edwards, put, you know, Mikal Bridges on the wing, you got Jaren Jackson then in the middle. It should be a fun team. It should be a fun tournament. I feel like international basketball now is probably about as even as maybe it's ever been in terms of the amount of good teams who can field competitive rosters. So we'll see how many of the big stars play in the World Cup. A lot of them, you know, definitely play in the Olympics, so we'll see how that works out. But if the other big international stars play for their teams, then it should be a great tournament. It should be a lot of fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.